Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Show found this tweet, and it's fantastic. It's from a writer named Bailey Carlin. Best beers ranked: 5, train beer; 4, airport beer; 3, shower beer; 2, boat beer; number 1, beach beer. None of those made my top 2. None of those made your top 2. One of them made Kang's top 2. We'll reveal those later this hour. But what is the absolute best time and place to have a beer? We'll take your top 2. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Joel in Heartland. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joel?
Hey, guys. Love the show. The best beer, after mowing the lawn beer.
That's a satisfying beer.
Yes.
It's one that I haven't had in a few years, but it's a satisfying one. That was great. You work up a sweat outside. Having a beer is fantastic. Like, yard work is reward. It's a reward after yard work, right?
It's the reward after the yard work. Yeah.
And the sun is on the front of our house generally, and I would go sit on the front steps, not on the porch, kind of back where people can, but on the front steps, and overlook what I have just done. And I'll sit there with the whole world to see me drinking a beer, admiring my work.
That's right.
And letting them all know, yeah, I just did all this and I earned this.
Yeah. The topper on the cake is admiring the work you just did.
Yep.
And the beer. Yep. Nope.
Yep. And here's the icing on the cake. Actually comes when somebody walks past and goes, Doug, lawn looks great today. Yep. And you're like, thanks, Steve. And you tilt the beer in his way.
That's right. 248-539-9797. Jacob on a cell. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Jake.
Number 2 would be ballpark beer.
Ballpark beer. Okay. Beer at the game, yeah. Sure.
My number 1 has got to be my golf beer.
Golf beer. While you're golfing or after the round?
While I'm golfing.
All right.
Yeah, both of those are such great beers. This is going to be one of these topics where I don't think we're going
to
disagree.
It's going to be hard to say that. That beer sucks.
I think Jamie's number 1 was ballpark beer. Ballpark beer is a great beer. Golf beer. I mean, when here she comes around the corner of the beer cart.
On one of those really hot days, yeah. It's fantastic.
Here comes cart girl. Like, can you put all that nice?
And then when they actually have the beer in the cart that you desire the most, like, you do have that?
You've got some shandy in a can?
We've got that. Okay. I'll take 8.
Such a great beer.
What do you want?
How many do you have in there? I'll take
them. Yeah, how many? It's a question you'd like to ask. Yeah. How many have left? I only have 6 left. All right, we'll take them. But we mean me. Do you want anything else?
I'll be back later. Oh, so you'll get some more.
No, you'll get some more. Okay, sure.
Let's go to Patrick on a cell. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. Yeah, definitely. Number 1 has to be the golf beer.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like when you're playing around at golf and, you know, you got the golf cart lady coming around the corner, you see her, she has your summer candy. And, you know, you're going out there to take your shot, but first you gotta take a sip of beer because, you know, it might help you hit the ball a little bit better.
I mean, when you're a little swing oil, sure. When you're out on the course to begin with, you feel like you're already relaxed because you're playing golf and you've got 4 to 5 hours just to hang out outside and enjoy it, right?
Yep.
And when you add beer to it, it takes it to a whole new level.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Whole new
level. And then my number two beer. It was the Game of Thrones beer, but not anymore because it was absolutely trash the last episode.
Yeah, it was no good. No good.
Did you drink beer while watching Game of Thrones?
No, ever? I did not.
Not even out of a horn?
Not even out of a horn. No, sorry. I'm not Giants Bane. I don't do that.
You're not a wildling. You're not free.
I'm not a wildling.
You're one of the free folk?
No. But here's something that almost everybody says while they're enjoying the beer, sitting in the golf cart. Almost always this will happen.
Okay.
This is the life, right?
Yeah.
This is what you say.
Yes.
Which is probably the same thing
any of the beers on the list is
like, this is the life, right?
Right. Let me just go down the Bailey's list here. Bailey Carlin's list. Well, but beach beer, this is the life.
Well, yeah. but the train beer, I don't know if I'd say that or about that for the airplane beer, The beach beer, absolutely, because you're on a beach, you would say, this is the life.
So when I think of airport beer, I think of two times where it was really, really top shelf. One was we got to the airport really early. We went to the Tequileria, and we were really early, and we didn't lean into one, but we had a couple beers, and that was very gratifying. The other is Cabo has the best airport bar when you walk outside and you get hit with the heat, and they've got like tiki bars set up. Like you grab your bag, you walk through customs, and you're at a tiki bar.
That's pretty great.
248-539-9797, Wes in Northville. Hi, Wes.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Wes.
Great.
I'm doing good. My number one beer is if I'm camping, I'm sitting outside my tent.
Once you've got that tent set up and you've got your campground set up and you grab it into that cooler and you pull out that beer, it is so satisfying.
It is. It is. It's my number one. My second one would be on my back patio overlooking the lake, but it doesn't even compare to the camping.
I got to tell you, when I go on my golf trip and we set up those tents out on the beach, and it's usually around noon or 11:30 when you do it, and it's the middle of the summer, so the heat's bearing down on you, and you can work up a sweat setting up the tent, even though it's not that taxing, but you can.
Right.
When you're done with that, you do the first thing you do is probably just jump in the lake, and the second thing is you grab a beer, because you got to.
248-539-9797, Greg in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. So hey. My second is the golf beer, but that's usually, I usually get out in the morning. And so it's the one on the 19th hole after, especially if you had a nice round or something like that. It's just, and it's a nice day and it's like 11:30. You're like, why not? And just go for it. But my number one is the super, super cold beer right after a really, really tough skate hockey. Or some kind, you know, or softball or something like that. But for me, it's the hockey. Right after hockey, that cold beer in the locker room, just still sweating, but just it doesn't feel any better than that.
Locker room beer is the gateway to shower beer because you're in the locker room, you've all got a beer, and there's usually enough for more than one for everybody. And then it's like, well, I got a shower, and why not combine the two? And the next thing you know, yes, ladies, it's that good. Five or six of us drinking beer in the shower. Oh, the shower beer. Did you hear Heather say she loved a shower beer?
I did not hear that.
Heather from the morning show was like, yeah, shower beer. And the guys were like, I don't think any of the guys had ever done shower beer. And like, so you go into the bathroom, you turn on the shower and you have a beer on the counter. And she's like, no, you take the beer into the shower. Like explained what shower beer really was. But shower beer did not make my top two beers. Let's go to Steve in Royal Oak. Hi, Steve.
Hey, boys. Triple up on the golf beer, especially if your round sucks. Better not to remember it at all, so go for it that way. And then my favorite would be the out on the deck or backyard barbecue grill there.
Okay. My number one beer is barbecue beer.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Love barbecue beer.
Working the grill.
Yep.
I don't think you're legally allowed to work the grill unless you have a beer.
Well, here's the other thing about barbecue beer is that it starts when you light the fire. Right? You light the fire.
I thought it starts when you take the cover off the grill.
Maybe.
Or when you walk outside.
But the point is, the first 5 minutes, you're sipping on your first beer, and then you sit next to the fire for the 45 minutes to an hour it takes to get ready. That's why gas grills suck.
Oh, is that okay? All right. Hot shot. Yeah, God forbid that you fire up the grill right away and it actually heats up right away.
Yeah, no, you can't. There's no excuse to sit out there. I mean, it's a lot different when you're... Yeah,
it's hard to find another excuse.
When you're telling... When you have outside. To sell to somebody, well, I have to watch the fire. You don't have to do that. Oh, I got to watch the fire. I'm watching the fire, honey.
I don't know. If I want another beer, you have another beer.
Or if you want your food a little faster.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
More evenly, you know, because you can actually set the temperature. Whatever.
I do not see my number two beer on the list of people on hold. Do you see yours?
Mine was up there and it went away. And my other one is kind of it's a bit of a combination.
Okay.
And I explained on the show, during the transition with the morning show, I did explain what my favorite all-time beer was.
It was from Scott. The worst two are two, job interview beer, and number one, toothbrushing beer.
Oh, oh. You got no water. All I got is a can of beer and a toothbrush and toothpaste, and I got to brush my teeth. What am I going to do? You end up rinsing your mouth out with the beer, right?
Coming up at 105, should Detroit cave and give these guys contracts? That's at 105, 97.1 the ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 248-539-9797. A lot of love coming in for golf beer and campfire beer as the best time and place to have a beer. Gator, your top two have not been mentioned yet. We each put our together our top two. My number one beer has been mentioned, barbecue beer. Kang, have yours both been mentioned now?
Well, one of them is on the list, and the other one has not been mentioned.
Okay.
I do not believe.
All right, so the list comes from a Sports Illustrated writer by the name of Bailey Carlin. These are the best beers ranked. Train beer at 5, airport beer 4, 3, shower beer, 2, boat beer, number 1, beach beer. Let's get back to your phone calls, and we go to Gary in Livonia. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I'm surprised you didn't say this, Doug.
Yeah.
How about working all week, driving up north, traffic jams and everything. You get up to the cottage, you open up the trunk, and you got that cooler ice down, and you pull that first one out, and it's just a great feeling. To me, that's the best.
Oh, it's a fantastic
beer. I thought you were going to say sitting in traffic beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a good idea.
Well, it's after traffic.
Let's call that arrival up north beer is a spectacular beer.
There we go. And I thought it was the law you had to have a beer when you were barbecuing.
Well, yeah, it might be.
No, I love it. When I get up north to my parents' place and I walk into their condo and just go right to the back, grab a beer and go right out to the back deck looking at the water.
Oh, that's the best.
It's fantastic.
One of the things that happens before I leave up north every time is we actually purchased 4 giant Mongolian barbecue beer mugs that holds 24 ounces glass. Those always get washed up and put directly into the freezer. So the first up north beer, which is unload the car, fill that thing up, and then whether it's back patio or front porch or wherever, that chalice of beer, I've made it.
I'm not the biggest fan of the frozen mug.
I love the frozen.
I don't mind it, but it's not necessary for me. I like a nice cold bottle of beer is fine.
Twin Peaks, man, 29 degrees. I love that frozen, ice cold, straight out of the freezer. And then, by the way, when I've had the first one, that mug goes into the wash. Go get another one. Always got to be fresh with that frosted overlook.
What happens if the wife wants one?
Who?
Oh, boy. Sorry, what then happens when your youngest wants one?
Thank you. No, there's 4 of them in there, so she can have one. One. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. All right, John.
Well, originally I was going with the camping one, but then I thought about it, and actually my favorite would be the fishing beer.
Beer in a fishing boat, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Sitting there listening to a little music,
yep.
Fishing, and drinking beer.
Yep.
That's great about the campfire, too, though. There's something about a campfire that it demands that you have a beverage.
Campfire. Let me give you a choice here with a campfire.
Yep.
Campfire, Tiger game on the radio. Campfire, music on the radio. The correct answer, of course, is campfire, Carson Anderson on the radio.
Right.
But
I would say music.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matthew. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
All right.
Good, good. So, Doug, you kind of sniped the barbecue beer. You got a nice warm day, friends, family over, a delicious spread of grilled meats. I think that's pretty good.
That's my favorite.
Another one that I've noticed is maybe you're walking around the block. You got your lady next to you, the dog, kid, and you kind of make eye contact with, you know, another dad doing the yard work or playing with the kids, kind of cheers to you. Now I see you, rock steady, holding it down, dad mode type of thing.
I see you, rock steady.
So you're talking about walking with a beer?
Yeah, walking around. Oh, yeah.
I see you, rock steady.
Got the world right in the palm of your hand right there. You got the wife, the kid, the dog, and you see someone who's got the same thing, and you're like, we got this.
This caller on hold, I wonder if this made your list. Let's go to Austin. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Austin.
The best beer ever is the first beer of the first football tailgate of the year.
That's my number two.
Tailgate beer?
I love tailgate. First of all, because tailgate beer for me usually signifies that it's 8 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So you're doing something that isn't normally done to begin with. You're normally not drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning unless you're working the late shift or something like that. But
it's a social thing.
It's absolutely a social thing. Because, frankly, when you're at a tailgate at 8 o'clock in the morning, you've already been up for like 2.5-3 hours anyway. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So you've set up the tailgate. You feel like you deserve it. And when you crack open that first one, and you're talking early September, and it's probably 70 degrees outside, maybe 65, it's perfect. Great, great, great call there. It's one of mine, Austin, my number two.
Yeah.
So your number one's still out there?
Yes, but like I said, it's kind of a combination.
Okay, all right, fair enough. We'll take a few more on this before we reveal our list. Let's go to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Mike.
Hey, best place to have a beer, Saturday afternoon, a Frosted Schooner with a pizza at Frosty's on Putin Bay.
Oh.
Boy, you got your spot.
He's got it.
I can't endorse that or deny it because I've never done it, but I'll trust you.
Oh, the pizza's good, the beer's good, and the sights are wonderful.
All right. Sounds like it. Let's go to Albert, who's next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Albert.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're great.
Hey, so my favorite beer is Made a Bad Decision and Damn Near Died beer. So... We were on a motorcycle trip out in South Dakota, and we were almost a wall, and we saw this big thunderstorm in front of us, and we decided to go ahead and ride into it. Well, it turned out to be 60, 80 mile an hour wind with hail.
Ooh.
We're on motorcycles.
That's not a
good and idea. It was horrifying. I mean, it was just, we finally, you know, long story short, we made it off the highway. We got under a bridge. We hid behind the bridge abutment until the storm passed. And we were all, you know, still kind of freaked out. And I looked over and there's a river flowing down the road from the rain. And in that river was a warm beer, full, floating down the river. We picked it up and opened it and all four of us took a drink. And that was the best beer I ever had in my life.
Well, so, as a general rule, we'll call this Made a Bad Choice beer, but a Bad Choice beer is...
But survived beer.
Survived.
That's why. Yeah. That's an underrated one. That's a good one, I think. Really good one.
Harrowing experience
beer. Yes. Like, whoa, this never tasted so sweet.
Right. Like a harrowing flight.
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You ever been
survives,
in a storm on a boat? Which I
you
have.
Avoided a car accident.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good beer.
No, he's right. That's not on your list, though, huh?
I wish it was.
That's a great beer.
I'm thinking that's a really
good one.
It's
not my top two, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, these are mine. Can you read that?
Nope.
Okay.
I can't read it. Not that they're not on my...
Because of the lighting. Can you read it now? Does that help?
Not at all.
All right, then.
I trust they're good beers, Doug.
Oh, no, they're all good. It's just...
What are you asking him?
I wonder if he saw my...
Second one. Let me see.
The one that hasn't been mentioned yet?
Yeah, dude, he's not going to say that.
No, I'm wondering if
I can't see it.
Oh,
I can't
if he's
even
seen
read
it.
It.
I'm
it's
sorry.
This white sheet of paper, and there's
light behind it. And you can't
and I'm
tell.
Behind a glass over here.
Yeah. You want to know if he has seen that on? If anybody's texted it in or something?
Yeah. Let me. I'll send you. Actually, has anybody? Gator just told you in your
one.
We got
at least
of
one or two. Yeah, I've seen that.
All
yep.
right.
A variation of that at least.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's go to Jeff on a cell. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? Glad to hear you guys today.
Hey, Jeff.
Good to be heard.
Best beer, the after sex beer. I don't know why nobody else has thought of that as of yet.
Maybe because I go
nothing more satisfying than having a beer after you popped your top.
Wow. I hear it's called the double tap.
Yeah, that's what we're getting, a lot of double tap here. Yeah.
Double tap. Nice.
Yeah, that would be sleep beer then, because beer I'm having a
beer
sleep.
Tastes like a sandwich.
Let's go to Wendy in Livonia. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. All right, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Wendy, your cell phone's... hold on. We got to get you in a better place because your cell phone's killing us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hold on for a sec. Let's see if we can get... Because I want to hear Wendy.
She's got a good suggestion.
Eric in Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Eric.
Eric.
Eric, are you there?
Hey, you guys got me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. The number two has got to be the boat beer, but the number one by far is Deer Camp beer. It's kind of all-encompassing. You got college football on the TV, normally a campfire going outside and the barbecue going, and you're normally with your best guy. So
Deer
that's
Camp
got to be the number one.
Nope. I can see that appeals to a section of the audience for sure. Absolutely.
Right on.
Boat beer is great. I mean, that's why the cup holders are there.
Yep.
Right?
Let's try Wendy again. Wendy, are you there?
Guys, any better?
Much better.
Okay. Hey, calling in. The best beer ever is Naked in the Hot Tub beer.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there sure isn't.
Naked hot tub beer.
There's nothing wrong with having, you know, a swimsuit on in the hot tub.
I was just going to say, you have to be naked.
But if you're
Gator,
naked,
that's no fun.
But, yeah, Gator.
Oh.
Whoa, Kang's one has said it. I'm just saying
just
there's something wrong with it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, is it
mandatory?
Do you have your own hot tub, Wendy?
We do.
Okay.
And we use it regularly.
I just wondered if this was at a hotel, you're getting naked in the hot tub next to
Wendy,
the pool.
You're not a swinger, are you?
No. No, I've been accused of it a time or two, but
I'm
not.
Accused? Why? Because you normally just get naked in the hot tub and don't expect any sex in return, right?
No, but we have friends that come over regularly, so it's always the running joke that we're all swingers, but we're not. We just like being naked in the hot tub drinking beer.
Yeah, why would anyone get the idea that you're swingers?
You're swinging, right? I mean, yeah. Come on. No, I wouldn't think that.
Dude, we're all naked in the hot tub drinking beer. You think we're swingers? What? What impression?
Why do you think that?
What are you doing, Wendy? What, just taking off my clothes? We're getting in the hot tub. Relax. We're just having beer. Fair enough.
There's some great ones here on Ticket Text that we will read coming up. We did promise a follow-up. First of all, we'll reveal all of our top two beers, which surprisingly few, they have not been mentioned. I'm going to have to read some of these. Ticket Texts are fantastic. For the best beers, not flavor of beer, but time and place beer. Gator, we've run through a lot of these. And what are your number two and number one beers?
My number two beer was the Tailgate beer, first beer at Tailgate.
Yep.
And my number one beer, I mentioned during the crosstalk, the best beer I've ever had in my life was my mid-20s, and I was playing in a two-on-two basketball tournament with my friends. When I say tournament, there were eight of us.
So post,
actually, there were only six of us.
Let me put this in mass numbers.
Yeah.
Basically, post-Gus Macker beer.
Basically, sure.
Yeah.
So we're six of us in two-on-two tournament. We played for like 2.5 hours at my buddy's house, and I had the foresight to bring a 12-pack of bottled Miller Lite, and I had a bucket in the car. So I put the beer in the bucket and then put ice on top of it to keep it iced down.
Smart.
So in 2.5 hours, that beer was perfect. And I don't think I've ever, I know I haven't. I've never enjoyed a beer more than I did when we were done playing hoops. And we can crack open a beer and enjoy it. So for me, it's like post-workout, post-basketball. What do you want to say? It's a post-workout beer.
Okay. Mine didn't get mentioned, although, Kang, you said we got some text.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My number two beer is Ski Beer. Lodge, first of all, it's cold. You go inside, you start warming up. You walk in to the bar and have a beer. You can be done with the day or midday, afternoon. You stop and have one. You don't want to have too many if you're going back out. But I love Ski Beer, and you know, Nub's Pub at Nub's Knob, or the Zoo Bar at Boyne Highlands, two of my favorites. I was out west. I was at Whitefish this winter.
Here we go with Whitefish.
Yeah, well, it's a wrap. I'm moving there. It's over. And on, they have this hell roaring.
Your son
saloon.
Just texted me. When are you going to move?
On the mountain, they have this bar, this Hell Roaring Saloon, where if you buy one of their hats, you get a free beer every time you go in there wearing it.
Well,
with the purchase of another beer.
Obviously, you bought the hat.
So for $30, I bought the hat because I got a free, you know, $6 beer, draft beer, and now I'm obligated to spend thousands to go back to Whitefish to collect my free beer.
Sure.
Your free $6 beer.
That's right.
How's that hat?
Hat's great.
Yeah.
You want me to wear it in? I should wear it in. So I've never worn it in.
I don't know why you haven't yet.
We got texts that said, like, taking off your ski boots beer. Yep. You know what I mean? Certain things like that. Doug.
Well, that when your ski boots come off, too, that's a bit of a relief. God, they hurt. My number one beer is mentioned barbecue beer.
It's a good beer.
You're grilling.
Great beer.
Your two top beers, Kang?
The number two is Madehood's List that started this whole conversation of best beers. Sports Illustrated worker?
Yeah.
Tweeted this out. Was the boat beer. I'm not on the boat often, but whenever I get a chance and you get out there on the water and you crack open the first one, it's great. You're away from everything. You know, you're just the responsibilities.
I may shed a tear on Friday.
Oh, you're good. I might
get emotional on Friday.
The maiden voyage. Are you going to be cracking some champagne on the side of the boat, or how's that work?
I don't know if I can do that. But I can crack open a beer.
You definitely will be doing that. So yeah, boat beer is number two for me. And the one that I didn't hear that we did get ticket text on was vacation beer. Now, when you go on vacation, and I'm not talking just up north for the weekend, but you are on vacation. You're not looking, you're not going back to work anytime soon. And whether you just step onto that hotel or onto the beach, or you get into your hotel room and you crack open that first beer and you just realize, I'm free for a week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's my favorite beer.
You know what? Everybody respects that beer. And I know the man across me does, because when we went to Vegas a couple years ago with a show, we were with a bunch of clients as well. We were in the airport, and we're all gathered together. We're kind of thinking a head count where everybody was, so we can get the buses to take us to the D. And Doug turns around and sees there's a store behind him that is selling beer. And he goes, I'll be right back. And you went out and you bought 2 6-packs, and you were the most popular person on that bus. And it was satisfying.
It signifies like the start of the vacation.
Yep, exactly.
The travel is done. You have to get there by plane, train, or whatever. Yep. You know, once you crack open, the vacation has started.
Yep.
This is when it has started. It has begun.
It's a great beer. Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.